I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. I thank the Lord for allowing me to fellowship with you in worship today. I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. In the Old Testament. The Old Testament book of Habakkuk. In Habakkuk, the initial reading begins at chapter 1. Habakkuk chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth not go forth. Verse 4 of Habakkuk chapter 1. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 4. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations? Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I call your attention back to Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. For a short period of time, my friends, let's commune together in worship using the topic, the value of biblical contact. The value of biblical contact. No doubt you have, as have I, heard people give the excuse for not reading the Bible that they do not understand the Bible. I have heard numerous people give that excuse. I have heard that excuse given this year, and I've heard that excuse given at other times. They will say, I don't understand it. And therefore, apparently they are saying that is why they do not read the Bible, or why they do not attempt to read the Bible. There is a value that is in biblical contact, whether or not you understand it all. We read many things in which we do not understand everything, but we normally can understand some things. And so to say, I don't read it because I don't understand it, is not a proper excuse, particularly when it comes to the Holy Bible. And there are various reasons for that. But people continue to use that excuse, I don't understand the Bible, and they expect us to understand why they don't read it by the excuse that they give of, I don't understand the Bible, and we are supposed to see that as a plausible excuse. I do not, and I don't believe God sees it as a plausible excuse, because once you have that contact with the Holy Bible, there is a value that you get from it, even though your conscious mind might not realize it. Now, I want to repeat that. Once you have contact with the Holy Bible by reading or hearing, some of you are not, many of you are not reading right now, you are hearing. But this is contact with the Bible by hearing the Word of God. And once you have had that contact, you benefit. You have benefited already from what was read earlier in this service, even though you might not realize you benefited. From a conscious point of view, you have benefited. You may very well and probably have benefited subconsciously. It may even come back to you that you remember that the minister read Habakkuk. Some of you may have never gone to the book of Habakkuk in the Bible or in a Bible. You may have never heard it read. Some of you have. Many of you have, I would assume. But some of you may not have. But just by taking the time to listen, you have had biblical contact. In this particular case, with specificity, it is contact with the Bible book of Habakkuk. You are engaged right now in biblical contact, and there is value in biblical contact. I want to show you by reading the entire book of Habakkuk in this worship service. I'm not going to try to explain it. I'm not going to try to tell you what means what. I'm not even going to try to give you the setting or the time or the purpose. But I want to show you the value of biblical contact. Habakkuk has 3 chapters. They are not long, so the service won't be long. But after having spent the short amount of time, you will have had contact with the entire book of Habakkuk, the entire biblical book of Habakkuk. And some of you will realize the value of biblical contact. Some of you will see that it has taught you something that you had not thought about or had not known. Some of you will hear verses that you've heard quoted and you did not know where they were. Some of you will discern human emotions that perhaps you've had. And some of you will be surprised that more than 2,000 years ago, more than 2,500 years ago, that there was a human being who cried as you sometimes cry, who prayed as you sometimes pray, who felt as you sometimes feel. Just by being in contact with the Bible, by listening, you will have that experience today. And some of you will not only listen, but some of you will read along with me. So now let's return to Habakkuk chapter 1. And as I explained to you earlier, I'm going to read the 3 chapters. I'm not going to explain them, but you will have gained value by having listened and or by having read along with me. Habakkuk chapter 1. Beginning reading, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. You may have a slightly different version, I don't know, but I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Habakkuk chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be scorned unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest their tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he? Once again, Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice into their net and burn incense into their drag. Verse 16 now. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 16. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations? Verse 17 of Habakkuk chapter 1. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations? Thus I have read Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. And now hear the reading of Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 1. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathers unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, Woe to him that increases that which is not his! How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake and shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to them that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity! Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, that maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein, to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, Awake! To the dumb stone, Arise! It shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And now the final chapter of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigo-Onath. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Shushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Thus I have read Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, and in this worship service, you and I have gained value, the value that is the result of biblical contact. I have read to you the word of God as recorded in the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Some of you have read along with me, others have heard. You have all gained value. Let me back up. We have all gained value. You and I have gained value by this biblical contact. Always remember that there is value in biblical contact. And there are many things that we can do with it. One thing you can do is pay it forward to some extent by discussing it with other people. You may want to ask your pastor, well, what does this mean and what does that mean? You may want to ask your Sunday school teacher or your Bible class teacher. That will bring him or her into contact with the book of Habakkuk. And just by that contact, that person will gain additional value. There is value in biblical contact. There is value in biblical contact. You may want to discuss it with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friends on the social media. You may want to ask, have you ever read Habakkuk? They may say, no. What is it about? That gives you the opportunity to give additional value by telling them what you understand and what you don't understand. There is value in biblical contact. And my friend, if you have not been reading the Bible, as you saw here, you saw or heard something that you did understand. Perhaps you saw or heard something that you did not understand. There's value in both of those. That which you did understand enhanced you. And that which you did not understand, you learned that you did not understand it. But it gives you an opportunity now to seek to understand it. And there are many ways to gain understanding in addition to the fact that the Holy Spirit Himself operates to help us understand. And so I encourage you, I strongly and lovingly encourage you to gain additional value by engaging in the contact with the Word of God. It can be by reading. It can be by hearing a live person who, in this original initial offering of this message, I'm live now, but when you hear it, hopefully I'll still be alive on planet Earth, depending on when you hear it, but you will hear it read by a human person. And the reason I mention that, because there are many recorded ways to have contact, biblical contact, to gain value through biblical contact. There are CDs and DVDs, and on your social media pages and on your technology, there are so many ways. And by the time some of you participate in this particular service by listening, there may be other ways that I don't even know about yet. There is great value in biblical contact, and you have experienced some of that value today. And if perchance some of you took faith in Jesus Christ and now saved, if you took faith in God through Jesus Christ, because you've already heard something about Jesus Christ, and now this just brings you all the way full circle to salvation, knowing that you're saved, once you know that you are saved, be sure to contact a Christian minister and our ministry. Be sure to request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. And always remember the value of biblical contact. The value of biblical contact. Remember that you and I gain value by merely reading and hearing read Habakkuk chapters 1, 2, and 3. There is value that even you and I, even at this moment, don't realize that we gain by this contact with the Word of God. Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask you now to cause your Holy Spirit to be active in further showing everyone, Father God, who participates in this particular worship service, whether initially when it was initially offered or at any other time, I ask thee, Father God, that thou wouldest activate the Holy Spirit in their situations, in their minds, in their spirits, in their very souls, to help them in Jesus' name to be positively, blessedly impacted, Father God, by this biblical contact to your great glory and to their great good. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. My friends, thank you for taking the time to gain the insight about the value of biblical contact And now that some of you have heard the entire book of Habakkuk read, I'm very confident that some of you will come back and read it. Only three chapters. Some of you will read it. And some of you will read it and read it and read it. Some of you will do additional research. You will remember the book of Habakkuk. You will remember. Many of you will. And you will look at the emotion. You will look at the judgments that are in it. How God apparently is judging his own people. And then how he's judging those nations that he used to judge his own people, those nations who imputed to their God that which our God used them for. And I said I wasn't going to explain it, and I don't plan to, but what I'm saying is that you have gained, I have gained, and there is more and 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 much more to be gained through biblical contact. Please always remember the value of biblical contact. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.